think, what's gone on here? Because 10 years later, we're still left out.
Oh.
So still got those keys.
It's got a happy ending.
Yeah. That's beautiful. That's warmed my little cockles.
We'll do some Kylie, Love at First Sight, in a couple of seconds. But we are talking to the love experts this morning and across the week for Valentine's. And we're going to talk to Heather here this morning. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. How are you?
We're very good, thank you.
Desperate, Heather. Desperate.
You're from muddymatches.co.uk, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Tell us about Muddy Matches.
Okay, it's a countryside dating website. The Muddy bit came from the idea of linking people together who, say, like a weekend in the countryside, right the way through to the farming community. So there's both ends of the Muddy scale there.
Oh, quite like that.
So if you get your wellies on, like you said, that's the sort of thing. One end of the scale and the side.
Heather, I've got to say this now. This is terribly ABC One. It's terribly, terribly ABC One. Are there barbers and hunters and walking sticks aloft?
Of course there are, yes.
I'm in already, Neil. I'm in.
And what's your success rate? Have you had people getting married? Have you had success with that?
Yeah, we've lots and lots and lots of couples. I mean, we don't hear back from everyone. But sometimes we go to events and people come up and they said, oh, I met my husband on your site. And they seem like really happy to us. But we've got a success stories page in our site as well. And we get sort of one story in every day or so. So there are hundreds and hundreds on there. And we've had quite a few weddings recently. So there are lots of lovely photos come through as
lovely.
Well.
A muddy wedding.
Yeah, please say yeah. If someone has to walk through a great big massive muddy puddle in their white dress and get married and just sit on one of those stools that you open, you know, the walking sticks you open up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my idea of heaven. That is my... Oh. And lots of Labradors as well, I imagine, Heather.
Oh, yeah. Some of the lovely photos that we've got are people coming in on trails of tractors. So all the wedding party's all in their tractors. All dressed
that's
up.
Fabulous.
Tunbridge Wells and Kent.
Is there any one particular story that struck a chord with you?
Well, we had one in recently that was quite nice because they met. We do a free messaging weekend, or a free messaging event each year, and we've got one coming up on Thursday and Friday. And there were one couple who met via that last year, so they signed up and they were messaging each other, and they've now just moved in together. So
I think
that's really nice.
Didn't make a difference to some of these sites. You just people send photos of bits and parts of their body.
Mm.
This is quite old school and romantic.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we don't have any of that naughty stuff.
No.
Come through.
Naughty stuff. Heather, I do love you.
So what's this event you've got? It's a free messaging service you've got coming up this week as well.
It's on Thursday and Friday, just so it's in time for Valentine's, so people can can do it on Thursday and they can get themselves a date for Friday night.
Oh, fabulous. And what's your ideal date to go on, Heather?
Oh, I don't know.
Field.
I think I might be a bit muddy myself. Yeah. I'd like to go for maybe a bit of rugby and a bit of dinner, drink stuff.
Oh, fabulous.
My God! Do you get like a table? You know when you see romantic sort of people going out for food? Is your ideal like having a table in the middle of a muddy field and sat like a butler walking over in his wellies and just kind of doing it like that? And instead of candles, you just have like a massive Land Rover lights, Land Rover lit.
Oh, that does sound rather romantic, but yeah. I was thinking more just a restaurant after watching again.
Restaurant, yeah.
Listen, Heather, it's great talking to you. Thanks very much for coming on to the show.
Okay, thank you. It's nice to speak to you.
Muddymatches.co.uk if you'd like to know more.
Oh, this is a lot of
countryside loving.
Oh, see, a lot of Tunbridge Wells people will be gagging for that, Neil. My father included.
Cheers, Heather. Thanks. Have a great day.
Bye.